T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's been a monster show so far. That's going to continue because we are joined now by Nevada coach Eric Musselman. You guys know him. Not only is he the head coach of a very successful Nevada program right now, former NBA head coach, former assistant with the Memphis Grizzlies. The man's done it all at the highest level, and for a long time, we are happy to get him. Coach Musselman, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to come on with you guys.
Man, appreciate you coming on. Any chance we get to pick the brain of the country's best coaches, man, we appreciate the chance to get to do it, so we appreciate your time. Listen, our man Gary Parrish, who has a show on this exact same station, has got you number six in his preseason poll, Nevada, in his top 25 and one. You've got the Twins back, Coach. You've five of your top six scorers are back, as he points out. You add just the second McDonald's All-American in Nevada history and five-star recruit Jordan Brown. I mean, you're rolling, Coach. So I've got to ask you, has there been anything that hadn't gone, like, beautifully so well for you over the, you know, since the end of last year's run of the Sweet 16? Like, yeah, any bad luck? Because it seems like everything's good for Coach Musselman.
Well, first of all, Gary's a friend, so he's got us at six, probably because he likes me, because that's a pretty high.
You know that's where you belong. You know that's worth what you got back.
No, we're really excited. You know, we had three players test the NBA waters in Cody and Caleb Martin, transfers from North Carolina State, as well as Jordan Caroline. And all three decided to come back. And, you know, for a mid-major, that does not happen very often. So we're really, really excited. And you mentioned Jordan Brown, who's going to give us inside play. And so for us, you know, it was a magical run making the Sweet 16. And we've had a great summer selling tickets, and the enthusiasm and the energy here in Northern Nevada is at an all-time high. And we have high expectations, and so we're going to have to continue to have a great summer because these guys have to understand the platform and the spotlight that will be on them headed into the season, not just when you make a magical run that a little bit of luck was involved, obviously, last year.
Coach, what did it mean to get the Twins back? I mean, obviously, you know, you're trying to do what's best for them. You know, NBA would be great for you, but also you want to win some games. So what did it mean to get the Martin Twins back?
Well, I think the biggest thing with all three guys that tested the waters was, number one, our job as a staff is to try to set up for them to get as many workouts as they possibly can. And then when the NBA workout requests start coming in, it's our job to be able to look at their roster and then also look at their draft picks, because you don't want a guy to go to a workout if it's in a spot that unrealistically a kid's not going to get drafted or a team doesn't have a second-round pick. And you've got to have those conversations with whoever's calling. In other words, are you guys interested in purchasing a second-round pick or trading for a second-round pick? Because a quality player gets more workout requests than he's able to go on, because when you test the waters, you're not allowed to miss class. And so that puts this window really into a weekend situation for the most part. And so you got to balance all those things, and then you got to give the player feedback on what you're hearing from NBA teams, and you got to be open, honest, but yet the player's got to feel that, hey, coach has my back, coach wants what's in the best interest of me, and you really you can't have any selfish motives throughout that process. It's all got to be about what's best for the student-athlete and his future, not just this year's draft year, but what's the best interest of his future over a long period of time.
Can you just speak to, I guess, I mean, you're pulling in, you know, McDonald's All-Americans now. I think Nevada in its history had one prior to you. You're pulling them in. We talked about Jordan Brown a little bit to start it off. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, you correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, you were the first to offer Jordan. You started early, but you were coming off like a, you were a year, a month removed from like a 9-22 season. You're talking about a top 10, top 15 prospect. Did you actually think you had a chance with him when you offered him coming off a 9-22?
Well, what I knew was that we were going to hang around, and if we didn't get return text messages, or he didn't pick up his phone, we felt that our program was going to build and build and build.
Yeah,
we
clearly
told him that early on, but that doesn't mean that he and his parents can see the same vision you do. But I do think that making the tournament prior to this past season and winning the Mountain West regular season and conference tournament, although we lost to Iowa State in the NCAA tournament, that opened people's eyes nationally. But then when we made the run this year, I think that his parents and Jordan said, hey, you know what? Like, this is a team that is going to be a top 10 team, and so why not really consider him? And then you add in the fact that we're only a three-hour drive, actually a two-and-a-half-hour drive from his home. And you know what? This really makes sense from a geographical standpoint. And now he's playing on a team that can win,
absolutely,
or at least has the opportunity to win, and play in front of big crowds. And then when we got a grad transfer who was a big man in Trey Porter, I think that was the final piece for Jordan and his family to say, you know what, I don't have to carry the burden inside.
Mm-hmm.
Last year Nevada was really small. Am I going to be the guy that has to battle against, you know, a big player every single night? And then getting Trey Porter allowed Jordan Brown to play the four spot, and yep, I think that was really intriguing to him and his family.
And congrats on the landing. I mean, it's absolutely huge. Do you welcome – I'm curious in your approach, Coach. Do you welcome the lofty expectations and the sort of Final Four talk? I mean, you got Paris saying you guys could make your first Final Four when you're number six in the country, at least this preseason. People are going to talk about you. Like, do you welcome that? I mean, we got Penny Hardaway here in his first season at Memphis. You know, he's talking about trying to win national championships. He's not putting any limits on expectations here. Do you try to temper that stuff? Do you welcome it? Do you love the, you know, obviously the excitement's good, but then you got to go out there and do it. So how do you treat that?
Yeah, I think there's a fine balancing act. I mean, we're trying to educate our guys on, you know, hey, look, man, we are very talented. We are all of a sudden deep, which we haven't been deep in the first 3 years here as far as depth. But hey, let's take a look at the preseason top 25 teams over the last 10 years that did not even make the NCAA tournament. And I think the minute that you start looking ahead, you're going to get slapped in the face.
Yep.
With reality. And so for us, look, we came back two really great comebacks last year to advance. We could have gotten knocked out by Texas. They had us down. They were playing really well. They're very well coached. We easily could have not even advanced one game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I recognize that. I recognize that with this Sweet 16 run last year, we did not win our conference tournament. San Diego State popped us really good in the conference tournament. And so, there's this fine line in sports, and we talk to our team all the time. Right now, today, we know that at the end of the baseball season, that final weekend of MLB, it's going to come down to the final weekend. And they play 100 and whatever games they play. Yep. And in the NBA, every NBA season after 82 games, the last regular season game, it's guaranteed playoff position is still being fought for. And so we're trying to tell our guys, like, hey, look, here's the deal. Yes, we have talent. Yes, we're highly ranked. And guess what? It can go away really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we open up against BYU. We have play against three Pac-12 schools, two of them on the road. Like, we're going to have a really challenging, difficult non-conference. And we are not living like some of the other teams in the top 10 ranking where they play a majority of their games at home.
Right.
That's not who we are as a mid-major.
We are, of course, talking to Nevada head coach Eric Musselman here on the show. Now, it was brought to my attention, Coach, that once upon a time you coached a man by the name of Anfernee Penny Hardaway. Is this true?
This is true. I was on Coach Daly's, Chuck
Orlando.
Daly's staff. Yeah. And so, yes, I was around Penny when he played for Orlando, and I can remember many of post-practices and pre-practices where I was rebounding for Penny, and luckily he was such a great shooter, I didn't have to break a sweat. I could stand right under the rim and collect the ball through the net. But, I mean, you can't even describe how great he was.
Yeah, man.
You know, playing the position at his size and his court vision and just an incredibly, incredible talent.
And then finally, obviously you were an assistant here in Memphis with the Grizz. You were an NBA head coach a couple different times. Is there one you prefer to the other?
Mm-hmm.
You know, college basketball, NBA basketball, I'm sure the jobs are very different. So which do you prefer?
I think it depends on where a coach is in his career. You know, for me, my father was a longtime NBA coach. You know, he also coached in the minor leagues. He also coached at the University of Minnesota and South Alabama. And it's kind of eerie how our two careers coincide from a timing standpoint in college and the NBA. And I know for my dad, he definitely enjoyed the NBA coaching much, much better than college. And I think that I'm probably slightly the other way. I enjoy college more. I got my fix of coaching at the highest level. And there's no doubt, in my opinion, that the NBA coaching is the premier coaches in the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, we all know that the players are the best. But I like having an impact on young student-athletes. And for me and my family, a 30-game schedule is much easier for us to spend time together, obviously, than an 82-game season. And there is pluses and minuses, though, with both. Obviously, at the NBA level, when you walk in the office and walk out of the office, it's all basketball. At the collegiate level, it's marketing, it's you know, your guys' grades, it's checking classes, it's all these life skill lessons. So, you know, I think that for me at my age, being 50-plus years old, it's a great spot for me. You know, I think early on in my career, being a part of the NBA was a perfect spot. So I feel really fortunate. And, you know, working for a guy like Mike Fratello with Memphis when I was there with the Grizzlies. And, you know, you work with so many great coaches. I mean, the guys that I worked with in the NBA, Fratello and Doc Rivers and Chuck Daly, and, I mean, those guys mold you as a coach and make you what you are.
Mm-hmm. Coach, listen, you got a good one in Mike Econom. Take care of him for us. And former Memphis staffer. No, you just hired him as a multimedia specialist. He's going to serve you and that staff pretty well, brother.
No, he is absolutely awesome. We feel really fortunate to have Mike here.
Listen, maybe one day we get you down the road, a little home and home, Penny and Musselman, Nevada, Memphis maybe. I won't ask you to commit today, but we'll put the bug in your ear if you don't mind.
Put the bug in Penny's ear.
I'd love it. We got that side. We'll do. Coach, thank you for this.
Absolutely.
Thanks for letting us pick your brain, brother. Thank you for the time.
No, thanks so much. Appreciate it, Jason. John, thanks so much for having me
Great stuff,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Thank you, Coach.
Eric Musselman, Nevada head coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.